is episode 20 of the Speech with Alex Tricolo podcast. I'm your host, Alex Tricolo. I am a speechy and mum of three from Perth. I am on a mission to provide parents with free, accessible, relatable, and most importantly, easy to understand information about speech therapy. This episode is the last of a five-part series about toddlers and their language development, and this one is a little bit special. Right now in March 2023, if you have a toddler, it's likely they were born during the COVID pandemic. So this episode gives you a little bit of information about COVID and what we know about its impact on speech and language development. If you've got a toddler right now in 2023, they were probably born during the COVID pandemic in 2020, 21 or 22. And this might play on your mind a little. What does this mean for our kids? Whilst pandemics have occurred throughout history, this is the first modern day one, and therefore the research in this area is constantly evolving. It is also a really tricky area of research because it is impossible in many areas to determine exact causation as a result of COVID. It's really hard to attribute to something being specifically due to COVID. And of course, COVID is very multifaceted. But I thought I'd share some information with you from relatively recent research so that I can help you to contextualize what you might be thinking about your child in relation to how COVID has affected their development, if it has. And before I dive in, if you want to share your individual story, please send me a message or email. There may be other parents who benefit from hearing your story because they feel exactly the same way. So let's take a look at some research. Back in February 2022, some speech pathologists reviewed the research that they had at that point and came across lots of different studies. I'll share a couple of bits of information with you, but essentially you'll notice there's some big inconsistency across what each study says. The first one was quite interesting, saying that in utero exposure to COVID was not associated with delays at 6 months of age on the ASQ, which is the Ages and Stages questionnaire. Here in Western Australia, that is filled in as part of each child health nurse check that you have, and in some other states in Australia as well. There was no evidence of effects from exposure to the vaccine in utero either. So those two I found quite interesting. One study found that infants born during the pandemic had lower scores on the ASQ in gross motor, fine motor, and personal social domains. But another study showed no differences at 6 months, but at 1 year they were showing delayed communication and fine motor skills. And yet another study showed no significant difference between pre- and post-pandemic cohorts. So what that means is that they compared kids who had been assessed before the pandemic and had no, you know, impact from the pandemic, and then also kids who were born during the pandemic and were being raised during that pandemic, and showed no significant difference between those two groups of kids. COVID-related stress is deemed a very, very important factor to consider. So even if COVID itself didn't affect a child, there was lots of stress for parents and caregivers and grandparents and business owners, and, you know, the stress levels were high across the board for so many different people, and it's felt that the stress could be having a significant impact on our kids. The question on everyone's lips is around masks. Did the masks cause our children to have a delay in their speech and language skills? And unfortunately, this is much too complex of an area to complete a study to determine a causative, that it was caused by masking. Having masks might have, whether masks could have caused a speech and language delay. It is too difficult to determine that. And really, we need to look at each child. What was your own child's experience, rather than looking at developmentally what happened with large groups of children? In December 2022, some more research had, of course, come out throughout the year, but the results of the research just varied greatly. Some had really different study designs, cohort sizes changed depending on each study, they were done in all different locations, etc. Some studies found children had lower communication and social skills, whilst others found no difference at all. Of course, in Australia, we've had different experiences from state to state. So I feel that within Australia, research would vary from state to state. So in light of that, there's a couple of things that I wanted to highlight to you. Number one, make sure that you are science literate. And what I mean by that is just becoming a bit more aware of what's actually involved in the science of research and studies that are being completed. Causation is very, very tricky. Each child is really unique, and the media in particular loves extreme claims. So you'll often see very extreme studies put into the media, but make sure you question these. Don't take them for gospel. Do a little bit of research yourself, read the actual article that they are referencing, and make your own decisions around it. The second thing is that excessive focus on milestones is not healthy, and that we always need to be looking at the bigger picture. Even if overall an entire cohort of children met their milestones at a slightly different age, according to our previous data, at this point, excessively focusing on that is not healthy for our kids. Instead, what we want to do is really meet each child where they are at. We want to really look at their overall ability to function, their ability to interact with the people around them, their ability to play and have fun and learn. So we can't change the past, but we can work together to offer each child opportunities and support children where they need it. So I think if you have a gut feeling that something isn't right with your child, whether they are a COVID baby or not, whether they have lots of socialization or not, whether they have siblings or not, and absolutely regardless of what well-meaning friends and family tell you, you can seek a speech pathologist for an assessment. Even if the purpose is to tell you that they are on the right track or to gain a few small strategies to incorporate in your day. If you need that peace of mind, it is something that you can pursue. That information forms the last in this 5-part series about toddler language development. I hope it gives you lots of food for thought. If you are interested in learning more about your toddler, I have a workshop that you can purchase and download to listen to straight away. It's 1 hour about toddlers. And I also have the Boost program for toddlers, which is a video library. It's designed for kids who don't yet have many words in their vocabulary. And I take you through toddler brain development and the strategies that you can be using as a parent to encourage new words. Once you've purchased both the workshop and the video library, you get instant access, and I'll pop the links in the show notes. Next month, I have a new series all about speech sounds and pronunciation, which I know many of you are very interested in. So stay tuned for episode 21.